Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Upon researching some of the unbelievable issues in the church today, I ran across a great discussion on a theological forum. The topic was about how the state of the North American church is very sad. Relativism has crept into every aspect, and it seems it is in the very air we breathe. For the biblically concerned, it is almost impossible to even try to correct the remarkable levels of doctrinal abuse. If a Bible teacher or leader does try, they are slapped with all sorts of contextual distortions of Scripture, with being a hater, and that they just need to experience and know the love. It is theologically disastrous when everyone claims their own personal Christian truth. The way they get away with such doctrinal absurdity is by turning Christianity from being foundationally sourced in biblical absolutes to completely experiential. It is impossible to argue with the wacky ideas people derive from their personal Jesus because they claim to have experienced it. Providing evidence from Scripture is useless in convincing or confrontation because they claim a new word or understanding. Their word is direct to them, so how dare you deny their experiences and their truth? In contrast, theologian Wayne Grudem says that throughout the history of the church, the greatest preachers are those who let the Scriptures speak, claim no authority in themselves, and view their role as explaining and applying the Bible to people's lives. Their preaching does not draw its power from clever parlor tricks, proclaiming their own experiences, or promulgating their own ideas. The most impactful preachers rely fully on the Scriptures and view them as the ultimate source of truth and action, as they are God's complete and perfect revelation to mankind. Much of the chaos, confusion, and corruption in the church today can point to one phenomenon: the continued reliance on self and diminishing reliance on the complete sovereignty of God only found in the Scriptures. Self-reliance can manifest in the most obvious charlatan ways, but it more subtly manifests in the creative pragmatism that has run rampant in well-meaning attempts to palatize the gospel. My friends, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the complete 66 books of God's revelation, needs no dog and pony show or laser light experience. The word of God alone has the power to save, and as our station verse Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We, the church, must stop culturalizing and pragmatically manufacturing a more acceptable gospel. It is Christ's gospel. It is his harvest. It is his work that he invites us into. Join him by humbly abiding in his word and asking him to guide your life.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.